Good day. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to source for all matters insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today, we bring you the daily financial services news wrap covering industry highlights from across Australia on Monday, August 26, 2024. In today's top stories, Commonwealth Bank has boldly stepped into the competitive landscape with significant rate reductions. Echoing actions from Westpac and NAB, CommBank has cut both fixed and variable rates in hopes of attracting new borrowers. For owner-occupiers and investors, fixed rates have been reduced by up to 0.7 percentage points for terms ranging 1 to 4 years, while newcomers can enjoy up to 0.35 percentage points off their variable rates. This aggressive cut brings the 3-year term rate down to a competitive 5.89%. Lending authorities anticipate further rate declines as the industry navigates what Sally Tyndall of Canstar refers to as volatile market conditions. In a recent roundtable discussion, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority emphasized the importance of financial literacy in enhancing retirement solutions. Experts identified a worrying knowledge gap in this area, which affects the successful uptake of longevity solutions among retirees. Looking to successful overseas methods in countries like the Netherlands and Denmark, they recommend enhancing financial education, increasing access to high-quality data, and building trust in the retirement industry. Policymakers, educators, and industry innovators are urged to collaborate to bring about positive and meaningful progress. Meanwhile, the Australian stock market broke its impressive winning streak, faltering slightly as the ASX 200 index closed with a minor dip of 3.1 points, ending at 8,023.9. Despite the hiccup, it managed to hold its head high above the 8,000 mark. Contributing to this decline were utilities, with Origin Energy down 2%. Additionally, ANZ fell by 2.2% following regulatory pressure. In the insurance sphere, Auto & General recently secured a 10-year deal to underwrite Coles insurance products. This new partnership signals a shift in the Australian insurance industry's dynamics. Reflecting on the forthcoming separation, IAG's CEO Nick Hawkins acknowledges the mutual decision, citing profitability challenges for their parting ways with Coles. This reshuffle creates an opportunity for Auto & General to offer competitive pricing and personalized policy options to Coles customers. And that wraps up our industry news for today. Remember that staying informed is key to making smart financial decisions. For further details and more updates, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori signing off with the assurance that we at Financial Services Online have your best interests in mind. Stay tuned for more updates tomorrow.